It is Tech Tuesday. We always love to catch up with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. He joins us now via the phone. You all right, buddy?
I didn't have the best weekend. I'm getting better.
That's too bad. Yeah, my son's in the same boat. It's kind of frustrating. But you got to just...
It is a little...
You going to go into work today or just staying home?
I'll be remote today.
Yeah.
But I got a UConn game tonight that I got to try to suck it up for, so we'll see.
You got to go. You got to go.
I know.
They need you.
I know.
They need you. Listen, a couple of really interesting stories. You know, I've been following the Trump coin, and I mean, I feel like the smart money or the inside money, you know, had it when it opened and then dumped it when it peaked, and now suckers are just vying for it. I mean, what is your thought?
Well, I've always thought crypto was a sucker's market, and basically, they're kind of worried about this happen as far as how it happened to make it look like crypto is kind of a foolish investment. You're going to spend $12 billion on really literally nothing. You deserve to have that saying, a fool and his money are soon parted. I don't get it. I've never gotten it. Lots of financial people out there don't get it either. However, if you know, Barnum always said it, there's a sucker born every day, or every second, or every minute. Obviously, there's a lot of them out there. So buy your Trump coin. Go for it. Do what you want. It's like buying a Beanie Baby and hope it goes up in value. I remember Beanie Babies were all over the news, how valuable your Beanie Baby was. Where the heck is that thing now?
Yeah. Oh, what about those NFTs?
It's cuckoo crazy. And it just explains, you know, just we as humans are just so easily...
We're dumb. Ooh, let's face it. We're dumb. We're dumb. And I put me in that. Crazy. Like I love to play cards and gamble. And how dumb is that? It's as dumb as you can be.
When you're playing poker with your buddies, it's not that bad.
but the thing is, it's a de facto way to contribute to the president. To be honest with you, because if you buy it and it goes up, he's the one who profits the most. And that's what
that's true. It's kind of like artwork.
Yeah. Hey, listen, the Capital One thing, I'm not a customer, so I didn't know, but that's kind of scary what happened with them. Is it all fixed?
Well, I'm not sure if it's all fixed yet, but they had some pretty serious technical issues. They could take the deposit, they just couldn't let you take your money out. So it's one of those, they could take the reservation, they just couldn't hold the reservation. So it's just back to technology. They're blaming a third party. I don't have any information on what the third party did, but obviously Capital One, it's your bank. I don't care whose third party you've subscribed to that's not working. But this is another issue when it comes to the cloud and all these third parties that are involved, and it gets a little nerve-wracking when you can put your money in, but you can't take your money out.
Yeah, I'd say. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11 here on WTIC. Tech Tuesday at 8:20, always every Tuesday. The two-factor authentication, we've talked about it a lot, and I even feel like I brought this up, but like, at some point, the hackers are going to get past that one, too.
They are, and that, it's been a thing, you know, it's been dubbed sneaky 2FA by French cybersecurities. Basically, they're trying to be able to get past the 2FA that comes through with your Microsoft 365 account. So don't think you're impervious. This is the same message we give out to the Apple people out there that think they're impervious to attacks and viruses. You're not impervious. It's good to have a two-factor enabled, and I'll always tell you to keep it running. But there are ways of trying to bypass and get around and trick people into giving up that 2FA code. So it's going to trick you into scanning on something, and it's going to redirect you into something else. Be very vigilant. Please understand the bad guys are out there always. You know, it's a good idea to keep 2FA running, but understand that there's always somebody out there trying to defeat the technology that's there to protect you.
You know, the thing about technology, and you know, we've had a lot of conversations, the two of us and I, myself, in other contexts on the show about artificial intelligence. And, you know, basically we've talked about it's only as good or bad as the information it can access on the internet. And that's part of the, you know, obviously it's an understandable limitation, but it is a limitation. But I don't understand how an AI, a good AI, I don't know, program can fail a history test. Because all the information, the facts are out there.
I was surprised at that, too. I mean, this is a TechCrunch article that talks about AI not being able to get history right. That's bizarre, because they purely use all the information that's out there to answer the questions. So why would they get these answers wrong, like asking if Egypt had a standing army and it says yes when they didn't? It's like, how do you screw this up, AI? So again, AI, I've always said it's a little bubbly. It has a ways to go. It can help you write some things. It can help you, you know, automatically fill in some this or that. But I think we have a ways to go. If it can't figure out basic history that's out there for everybody, that really is not, you know, it's just, it's right there. It's got to give you pause as far as where AI is going. And again, be careful as far as where you invest in.
Yeah. I mean, and I know you're relatively skeptical to begin with in the near term when it comes to AI. Eric
Semmel. In the near term.
Yeah. Tab Computers. This one, I want to make sure I get right. I don't know if you were listening when I brought it up a few minutes ago, but surveillance pricing, explain it.
So basically, the websites that are selling things to you are looking at your past web history to set kind of a profile of you. So if you only drink Perrier and you only drink the right wines and you're out there surfing these websites and you seem to be a willing person to spend money on things, these folks are actually saying, oh, you know what, Brian might pay more for this product. I'm going to sell it to him for a higher price. And if you even think about, you know, going on airlines, sites. You always feel like you go on the site, here's the price, and then you go back 20 minutes later or even a day later, you're like, what the heck happened? It's like they knew you were interested. And it's true.
So, I mean, and how do they, but it's not different. So, like, basically, that information, how does that get to other vendors?
Well, it's cookies. They use cookies on the sites, and they're using intermediate firms to go ahead and tweak the prices. So they're saying, okay, let's go ahead and get all the information on Brian out there, and let's see, he's going to my site. I'm going to make sure I get the highest price out of Brian. And then they're going to say, okay, Matt, you know, Matt's a very frugal person. He's not going to go ahead and pay this price. I'm going to give him a lower price. And they're using these intermediary tools to do that. It's surveillance pricing, and it's a little creepy, and it shouldn't be a thing, right? But then again, that's how this data becomes so granular, because everything about what we do is online. So they might give you different discounts based on how you might do something versus how somebody else might do something and try to get the most out of you.
Anything interesting happening on the show? Any questions? You ever get a couple new questions? You're like, I don't know. I got to look into that. Like, or is it
all the time? Yeah, we don't know everything. We do the best we can with what we get. But we did talk a little bit about you know, what was going on with. You know, the porn sites trying to keep kids safe, and you know, it really comes down to, you know, having our lawmakers actually care about it. I mean, it shouldn't be something that in this day and age it should be so difficult. You can't gamble on the gambling site, so let's do the same thing for the porn sites. And
what are the gambling sites how are they able to credibly ascertain age, whereas they have to make sure it's linked to a bank account or something? Is that what?
Yeah, credit card. They need to make sure you get a credit card, right? And credit card companies are not going to give a credit card to a 12-year-old. I mean, it's that simple. It's not like it could be. It's not a hard thing to fix. If you just say you have to have a credit card attached to a porn site login, well, all the 12-year-olds are no longer going to get it logged in.
Yeah, unless. Yeah, I mean, because I'm always wondering, like, how do you? Because whether it's, you know, alcohol sites or whatever, like, how do they do age verification? They just say, are you 21? And you just say yes, and then you're in,
right?
I mean, it's like it's, yeah, not all they're doing is covering their bases based on a law that has no teeth, right? I mean,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you're saying there are ways to do it is your point.
There are ways to do it, and it seems like our lawmakers don't want to do it. And that's another disturbing thing about it. Why don't they want to do it? It doesn't seem like you couldn't even do it locally here in Connecticut, right? I mean, you did it locally for the gambling in Connecticut. Why can't you protect them locally in the state? You know, it just seems odd to me.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, listen, do me a favor. Have a couple of vitamin C drops and a cup of tea, and get back at it for next week.
I'll see you next week, Brian.
All right. Thanks. Great as always. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir.
Eric Semmel from Tab Computer. And again, Tab Computer, Computer Talk with Tab, is every Saturday from 9 to 11 right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. They know a lot. You can ask them any question. They're super gracious about it, whatever level of knowledge you have. And I just think the Tech Tuesdays have been great. Well, basically, he finds stories that he finds interesting. And I really believe that in journalism, if you pursue what's interesting to you, it's usually interesting to other people too. And so he brings this sort of portfolio of articles, and he sort of takes them and gives us the knowledge from them. So if you don't want to read, you don't have to read them.